Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Thou shalt neither vex a stranger nor oppress him, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Also thou shalt not oppress a stranger, for ye know the heart of a stranger, seeing ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. And if thou sell aught unto thy neighbor, or buyest aught of thy neighbor's hand, ye shall not oppress one another, according. Ye shall not therefore oppress one another, but thou shalt fear thy God, for I am the Lord your God. He shall dwell with thee, even among you, in that place which he shall choose in one of thy gates, where it liketh him best. Thou shalt not oppress him. Thou shalt not oppress an hired servant that is poor and needy, whether he be of thy brethren, or of thy strangers that are in thy land within thy gates. Sidonians also, and the Amalekites and the Maonites did oppress you, and ye cried to me, and I delivered you out of their hand. Is it good unto thee that thou shouldest oppress, that thou shouldest despise the work of thine hands, and sign upon the counsel of the wicked? Judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. Wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Rob not the poor, because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. If you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. In the land shall be his possession in Israel, and my princes shall no more oppress my people, and the rest of the land shall they give to the house of Israel according to their tribes. He is a merchant, the balances of deceit are in his hand. He loveth to oppress. Hear this word, ye kine of Bashan, that are in the mountain of Samaria, which oppress the poor, which crush the needy, which say to their masters, Bring, and let us drink. And they covet fields, and take them by violence, and houses, and take them away. So they oppress a man and his house, even a man and his heritage. And oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor, and let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you, and draw you before the judgment seats?